I'm Brian McGarvey with Midwest Ag Weekly, brought to you by Alliance Bank. Your goals, our solutions. Together, go to myalliancebank.com. It's just the first step, but last week Chinese and Canadian trade officials met in Geneva to discuss China's trade ban on canola seed and other Canadian agriculture products. Didis Guy has more.
The meeting was the result of a September letter from Canada to the World Trade Organization, formally challenging China's canola seed import ban. In March, China suspended canola seed imports from Canadian exporters, claiming their inspectors had detected pathogens in canola shipments. But many industry and political analysts believe China is punishing Canada for its detention of Meng Wanzhou of telecommunications firm Huawei. Under extradition treaty, Canada is facilitating the U.S. in its attempt to extradite Meng, where she will face charges of violating international sanctions on Iran by the U.S. Mrs. Meng has been under house arrest in Vancouver since early December. Peter McKay, Canada's former Attorney General and past Minister of Justice, explains how Canada is facing agricultural and economic trade sanctions from China for an arrest warrant originating in the U.S.
The United States requests that we extradite Meng. The Chinese, they're furious that Canada has arrested Ms. Meng, which is a purely legal process, having received the formal request from the United States. Canada faces economic retaliation from China. We're between the proverbial rock and the hard place.
WTO discussions in Geneva are expected to focus on blackleg, a soil-borne disease that affects canola across North America. China's official stance is that it does not have blackleg, so the Chinese will likely argue the ban on Canadian canola seed is to prevent it from coming into China. But until now, China has produced no proof of contaminant in the canola shipments. WTO rules state that phytosanitary measures for product exclusion be based on scientific proof, which has been Canada's argument. Dwight Gehring, president of Canadian exporter DG Global, also believes that canola is not the real issue. Gehring says the elephant in the room is sitting in house arrest in Vancouver, and that any resolution of this Canadian issue rests not in Geneva, but in Washington, D.C.
It's hard to see what Canada could offer the Chinese if we were to say to them, let's start and launch an open-ended trade negotiation of the kind that you want to do, China. But then we know there's another guy who will get very annoyed, and that's Donald Trump, because that's why he put in the extra language in the USMCA about the kind of agreement we could have with China. The best hope we have is that Trump and China come to an agreement, and as part of that, they deal with telecoms. Whether Trump drops the extradition request or drops the charges against Meng Wanzhou, the issue goes away.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Bacon prices keep climbing, even though pork supplies are hitting record high levels. Gary Crawford has this report.
This is a story partially about belly, pork bellies. That's the part of the hog from which comes
bacon.
You may remember a couple of years ago, everybody was all sizzling up about big price hikes and about what some had called a bacon shortage, which had to do with a low supply of pork bellies. Now, half of those concerns are gone. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Jale Shagham says the nation's pork producers have expanded production a lot.
In September, we produced 11% more pork than 2018.
And as a result of more hogs and more pork over the last few months?
At the end of September, there was just under 41 million pounds of pork bellies in storage, which was about 34% above a year ago. And it's the highest level since 1971.
Oh, wow, almost half a century. Now, you would think this bigger supply would result in some lower bacon prices at the grocery store, but while production is up, seems like we can't get enough bacon, leading to bacon songs like this. All right, we're not addicted to that song, though. But as Shale Shagham says, it is true that
bacon demand is very strong, has been. We've added a lot of bacon to restaurant items. We've added a lot of bacon to some products that I never would have thought I would have seen bacon added to.
I love bacon on a roast.
It's so.
I'm bacon on the pan.
Do a bacon dance.
Bacon toothpaste.
I love the taste.
A bacon floor mat.
Gotta get it up.
Even bacon lip balm.
When you want to get your kiss on.
Anything and everything, as long as it's bacon.
A But anyway, you get the idea.
People like bacon.
They do, so much so that prices are not going down at the grocery store at all. And Shale Shagham says, in fact, just the opposite.
If we look at retail prices in September, they were $5.57 a pound compared to $5.50 a pound a year ago. So even with more bacon out there, people are paying higher prices for their bacon.
So is there any chance bacon prices might come down very much in the next few months?
That's hard to say. Again, you know, it will depend upon the individual retailer. If they choose to special bacon as a way of bringing in store traffic.
But he says Americans seem willing to pay the higher prices because, as some folks say,
I love bacon.
In Washington, this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Bacon! That wraps up this week's Midwest Ag Weekly. Join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. or catch Farm News anytime online. WKOA.com.